power is mighty. We want to ask for the presence of your Holy Spirit to come upon us at this very moment. Your presence will make the difference in our worship. Speak in us, through us, in spite of us. Speak so we may hear your voice. And we give glory and honor to your precious name. We pray. Amen. John McNeil was a boy of 10 years old of age. Went out the door barefoot and headed to the 125-foot electrical tower. Carries 230,000 watts from the Hoover Dam in South Arizona. He was thinking of climbing up on the top of that electrical tower. He suffered from the mental conditions known as autism. Most children that suffer from that has no fear of danger. His brother James, he was 17, couldn't find him in the house. He looked out and he saw him halfway on the top of the tower. He recognized he would face the worst fear of his life, fear of height. But he made up his mind that he would go after his younger brother. He climbed the 3-inch rail that spiral way up until he reached him. He held him in the right hand and then grabbed the rail bar to stabilize there. While his brother was trying to fly, he sang songs to soothe himself, at the same time to distract his brother from the rescue actions happening below. The rescue team finally got to them and rescued them. The news helicopter was circling the scene and gave out images of two boys on top of the tower. The crowd applauds and congratulates James for the great courage. But he said the only thing he had in mind was to be with his brother. Sermon this morning entitled, Abide in the Love of Jesus, or Remain in the Love of Jesus. Chapter 15 of the book of John emphasizes the point that Jesus wants his disciples to know, to remain in him, to abide in his love. According to John, Jesus shared the thought with great compassion, because that one of his last wishes for the disciples before he was captive and crucified. So Jesus, in chapter 15, shared that thought, consider one of his last wishes. Abide in me, remain in my love. Interesting to know, it's about 10 times in that chapter, the word remain, abide, It's about over 10 times in other translations, but the original is about 10 times. Abide in me, remain in my love. The point Jesus made was that the disciple could not do a thing apart from him. Jesus wanted his disciples to remember, to carry out his last wishes. One of his last wishes, abide in me. Remain in my love. The Desire of Ages, page 676. Put it this way. Abiding in Christ means a consistent receiving of the Holy Spirit, a life of unreserved surrender to His service. That channel of communications must be open continually between man and his God. As the vine branch consistently draws the sap from the living vine, so are we to cling to Jesus, receive from Him by faith the strength and perfections of His own character. The appeal or the wish of Jesus for His disciples. Abide in Him so you will bear fruits. That in light of the character development, abide in me. You can summarize this way. Abiding in Jesus is to connect with the source of power through the surrender of the heart to be obedient to God, that which bring about change for a perfecting of character. The youth vesper last night at the Perez resident, they were sharing their experience about how the Holy Spirit used them at the General Conference, what they call Missouri, Impact Missouri. I was happy to hear the young people's testimonies. They share a lesson to learn from washing dishes to babysitting, even barbecue for the homeless. And one of them shared that she was rejected and chased out of the building because she was one of the clowns for the clown ministry. Their story echoed a sense of character development that praised the Lord for using them to make a difference in other people's life. Abiding in Jesus is to allow the Holy Spirit, or is the inflowing of the Holy Spirit in the life that will bring change in character. Jesus used the analogy of the vine to drive home the point to his disciples. Jesus requires the disciples to reveal the change of character as the branch bear fruit when in contact to the vine. Could it be what Jesus wished for his disciples to do before his death? It's the same appeal for us this morning. Could it be? Could it be the same wish of Jesus for his disciples? Abide in me, so you will bear fruit that reflects the change of character. The scripture shows us that to bear fruit in someone's life is to reveal the out, the outward actions of the conditions of the hearts, whether it's good or evil, to bear fruit is to reveal the character within us. Evangelist Luke talks about character and fruits. Luke chapter 6 verse 43 says, No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from prairies. 45. The good man brings good things out of the good store up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil store in his heart. For out of the outflow of the heart, his mouth speaks. Fruits represent the change of character. Could be evil characters, or could be characters that reflect the love and the grace of God. Chapter 15, Jesus appealed to the disciples to abide in him, for it will bear fruit of the character developments. We may ask the questions, how does the abide in Jesus brings change in character? The passage suggests three ways that would bear fruit for the character development. If you look at the passage, John chapter 15, verse 1. I will read it for us as you look at the passage. It says, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more what? Fruitful. The first way for character development, submit to divine discipline. Abide in Jesus is to submit to a divine discipline. The passage says, Jesus, my Father is a gardener. He comes to take care of the vine. He cuts off the overgrown. He prunes so it would bear more fruits. Abide in Jesus is a quest for character development. You may remember the experience of Paul, used to be called Saul. He was on his way to Damascus to persecute the Christians. And on his way, the light struck him down, fell on the ground, and he was blind. The voice came to him, Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me? And Paul said, who are you, Lord? And the voice said to Paul, Saul, I am Jesus, the one you persecute. Paul was under the divine discipline, was on the road of the journey of character development. Fast for 3 days. And he was healed. He became the vessel of the gospel. Abide in Jesus, my friend. He's put us in a divine discipline to purge, to clean, to mold, so our character will reflect the character of Jesus Christ. First Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. I read it for us. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of great worth than gold, which perish even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Abide in Jesus. Remember, the parable says there are some trees, branch, that attach to the vine that bear no fruit. There are some outgrowing branches in us that need to be cut off. The Desire of Ages, page 677, coined this point very clear. The pruning will cause pain, but it is the Father who applies the knife. The overgrowth must be cut off to give room for the healing beams of the Son of Righteousness. The husbandman prunes away the harmful growth that the fruits may be richer and more abundant. Praise the Lord that abide in Jesus is the experience of God allow us to go through trials and error to grow our character. Another way to bear fruit or to abide in Jesus for character development, it's found in chapter 15, verse 5. I will read it for us. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Here is Jesus reminding us that developing of character happens when we connected to Jesus. The change of character happened when our branch united with the main source of strength. Galatians 20, verse 2 verse 20, familiar passage. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The lives I live in this body, I live by faith, the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. The passage tells us the branch needs to attach, remain in the vine in order to bear fruit. If you remember, my friends, the branch will find support when it connects to the vine. The branch will grow healthier when it connects or attached to the source of food supply. The branch will find nourishment when it attaches to the stem. The branch bear fruits when it remains attached to the vine. My family, this morning, your personal devotions, it connects us to Jesus. But at the same time, we need to connect to the church, the body of Christ. It provides support. It also provides nourishment that we may bear fruit of a character development that pleases the Father. We have two fruit trees at our backyard. I never seen any fruits on those two trees last year because we have about close to 10 eucalyptus trees. And they were so humongous. We cut them all down and we top very close to the fence, most of them. Surprisingly, to see these two fruit trees bears fruits. Do you know why? Because the fruit trees were covered, were shaded by those eucalyptus trees. After being cut and removed, the fruit trees being exposed to the sunshine. Our life, our spiritual walk with the Lord, it will be directly connected to Jesus. So the character development bear fruits that give glory to the Father. The passage suggests the first way for character development, John chapter 15, verse 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given. We need to obey the word of Jesus. And the passage spelled out the word of Jesus. The command of Jesus. The command of Jesus is what? Love one another. We need to obey the love, the command of Jesus, the word of Jesus. So the world may know that you are my disciples. Love one another. Verse 13 tells us, greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for who? For his friends. To abide in Jesus, to remain in Jesus, was one of the last wish of Jesus for his disciples. Could it be Jesus desires us this morning, when we go under the divine discipline, he allows some trials to come in our lives for a purpose, that we may bear fruit. He wants us to connect directly to the main source. Develop our personal relationship with Jesus. It's not easy. I realize I hardly have 7 days meditations without either I feel tired or sleepy, and I feel bad I missed my close walk with the Lord. But once we connect with Jesus, the other part of the passage says, it will make our joy complete. The character, the words we use to throw out casually changed. Our thinking process changed. And on top of that, our love for others will grow stronger because of Jesus. On Monday, August 9, 1993, Sophia White appeared in the hospital nursery at UCLA Medical Center. She had a shotgun in her hand. He was there to attack Elizabeth, stating, she shot her 6 times. Wounded her in the stomach and wrist, and she was able to escape, fled. But Sophia White went after her. She arrived in the emergency room looking for Elizabeth Staten. As she was holding that gun in her hand, she met another nurse, Joanne Black. She acted in an amazing, unthinkable way. She walked up to her, gently, calmly, and hugged her, and gave her a word of comforting. Spare a moment, she sobbed, the killer sobbed and cried and confessed that Elizabeth Staten stole her husband, and that was the only reason for her to leave. Joanne continued comforting her until Sophia White gave up the gun. It's amazing to disarm the attacker by the power of love and the bar of compassion. My family, this morning, the appeal of Jesus, abide in me, abide in my love. You may feel or we may experience trials, but it's good for us. We need to connect to Jesus. We need to obey His word. Love each other as I love you, because I lay down my life for you, my friend. You are no longer a slave, but you are my friend. May God be the glory that He gives us the opportunity to remain in His love as we work, as we ask Him to help us in our relationship with Him, will change our characters toward His grace. Father God, only You will satisfy the longing in our hearts. We may never be perfect, but You ask me to abide and remain in Your love. For there is a purpose, so we may grow in Your likeness and reflect Your character to the world. That will bring honor to the Father. Bless us, dear Lord, and be with us this Sabbath. In Your precious name we pray. Amen.